There have no doubt been times in your life when you've been afraid. Me too. And sure, it's a natural built-in response to keep us safe. But if we live in that state for too long, it can lead us in completely the wrong direction. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I've been involved in a couple of car accidents in my life, and I well remember when my adrenaline surged and fear took over. Now, that response is a good thing because in it is the decision and the energy either to fight or take flight. But when fear lingers on amidst a high degree of uncertainty, especially when the stakes are high, we can make some really bad decisions which only take us from bad to worse. So what's the answer when you're stuck in that fearful state? How do you deal with that? Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. Fear can be a trap, but if you trust in the Lord, you'll be safe. Absolutely, fear can be a trap. It can be disastrous as we respond to whatever's going on in our lives. But if you trust in the Lord, you'll be safe. Does that mean nothing will ever go wrong? That we won't be injured? That we won't lose something? That we won't die? Of course not. But even at the point of death, if you believe in Jesus, you'll be safe in His hands. And the only way I know of living out that verse, of experiencing the peace of God amidst those fearful times, is by opening my Bible, by allowing the Holy Spirit to write God's promises on my heart, by praying and asking Him for His peace that passes all understanding. And God has never, ever failed me, even amidst the most fearful times of my life. That's His word, fresh for you today. To some, it might sound feeble simply to pray when we're afraid. And yet the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.